课堂听 class.com。
第四单元新闻
News Broadcast
政治经贸篇
News Item 1 The British government has banned a radical Muslim cleric, Omar Bakri Mohammed, from returning to Britain from a trip to Lebanon. The Home Office said it had withdrawn his right to stay in the UK, where he has lived for the last 20 years. Omar Bakri Mohammed,flew to Lebanon last week after saying that he would not tell British police if he knew Muslims were planning bomb attacks in Britain. He was detained by the Lebanese authorities yesterday, but has now been released. 2.It is the biggest single fall in the Brazilian currency since President Lula took office 2.5 years ago. Investors are reacting in part to the latest twist in the long corruption scandal engulfing Lula's Workers' Party. The man who ran some of the party's electoral campaign told Congress he was not only paid with undisclosed funds, but also that he was paid through a bank accountoutside the country. This makes the transaction a criminal offense, and some of the opposition are talking about trying to impeach President Lula. The latest opinion polls also show Lula's popularity slipping badly for the first time. 3. The oil producers' organization, OPEC, meeting in Vienna, is under pressure to increase supplies to bring prices down. The British Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, has urged OPEC to take such action. And the head of the Developed Countries International Energy Agency, Claude Mandrill, said it would be welcome. But OPEC says its members are supplying as much crude oil as the market needs, and the problem is a lack of refining capacity. OPEC is discussing a proposal to increase production by 500,000 barrels a day. Saudi Arabia's oil minister said he supported it. Other countries, including Libya, don't. News Item 4. Election officials in Afghanistan estimate that voter turnout in the country's parliamentary and provincial elections on Sunday was just over 50%, significantly lower than in the presidential ballot last year. They say one reason might be election fatigue. It was the second poll in 12 months. But the officials say there is also evidence of distrust of the political process, with many voters saying they don't want to vote for people they regard as warlords. Trucks, helicopters, and even donkeys are ferrying ballot boxes to provincial capitals where votes will be counted. Final results are not expected until later next month. Alexander Younger is one of the election count managers. News Item 5. China says there is no hope of Taiwan again becoming a member of the United Nations. A statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry on Saturday said that Taiwan's request violates UN rules. On Friday, representatives from Taiwan ask the UN to reestablish the island's membership in the World Group, saying UN membership would help keep peace in the area. This was the 13th time Taiwan has attempted to rejoin the UN since its seat was given to China in 1971. As one of five nations with the power to veto UN decisions, China has vetoed all earlier efforts by Taiwan to rejoin the General Assembly. News Item 6. Jewish farmers about to be evacuated from Gaza have signed a $14 million deal to sell their greenhouses to a private fund, which will then transfer them to the Palestinians. Lawyers for the 250 farmers said the money comes mostly from American donors. This is one of the rare examples of cooperation as the bitterly contested pullout from Gaza approaches. Within the Gaza Strip, Jewish settlers have built up a very successful agricultural business. It employs 3,000 Palestinians at high-tech greenhouses. But there was a danger of the infrastructure being dismantled or destroyed as the Israelis withdrew. News Item 7. The leader of Taiwan's opposition
Nationalist
Party arrived in China on Tuesday for the first meeting between the party of Chiang Kai-shek and the communists since both sides split amid a civil war nearly six decades ago. The eight-day trip, led by Lien Chan, was aimed at easing tensions between China and Taiwan. China has threatened to attack Taiwan if the self-ruled island pursues formal independence. Friday, Lien is to meet with Chinese President Hu Jintao for first encounters. Relations between the nationalists and the communists have warmed in recent years due to shared opposition to Taiwanese President Chen Shui-bian, whose party wants formal independence. Beijing is trying to isolate Chen by building ties with parties such as Lien's that favor eventually uniting the self-ruled island with the mainland. News Item 8. Russia's most important industry, the oil and gas industry, has seen revenues boom. It has paid more tax, fixing the problem with the government's finances. But some economists worry that Russia's improvement is too dependent on oil prices. They point out that much of Russia's finance is leaving the country instead of being invested at home. They say that action taken by the government, in particular the legal action taken against the oil company Yukos, has created an atmosphere that discourages businesses from investing in Russia. News Item 9. The authorities in Britain are considering a new law to compel judges to take national security into account in deportation cases. On Thursday, they detained 10 foreign nationals, saying they were a threat to national security. Britain is negotiating with several countries to get assurances that deportees would not face persecution. The United Nations Special Report on Torture, Manfred Nowak, told the BBC that the UK could be close to breaching international human rights law. News Item 10. Britain is urging Iran not to take any steps that could jeopardize talks over Tehran's nuclear program. The British Foreign Office said today that it would be very difficult to continue the talks if Iran carries out its threat to restart work at its controversial facility. Earlier, Iran said work of the plan would resume unless the European Union meets the Monday deadline for submitting a formal offer in the talks. News item 11. Spain and Morocco are holding talks expected to focus on illegal immigration following another night of disturbances involving African immigrants trying to enter Spanish enclaves on the northern African coast. The prime ministers of the two countries are meeting in the Spanish city of Seville. Overnight, at least four people were killed during an attempt by hundreds of would-be immigrants to cross the border between Morocco and the Spanish territory of Ceuta. News item 12. An emergency meeting of European Union ministers has been called for Sunday to try to resolve the deadlock over opening membership negotiations with Turkey. The announcement by officials of the British government followed the failure of a meeting of EU ambassadors in Brussels to reach an agreement on the terms Turkey should be offered. Austria has demanded that, as one option, the Turks should be offered an alternative to full membership. But the government in Ankara has made it clear it will walk away rather than negotiate for what it sees as a second-class status. The Austrian Foreign Minister, Hans Winkler, says he has a duty to reflect the views of his countrymen. News item 13. The President of the Ukraine, Viktor Yushchenko, who dismissed his entire cabinet on Thursday, has called on the country's parliament to help stabilize the political situation. Political leaders are holding talks to try to form a new government. The acting Ukrainian foreign minister, Boris Tereshchuk, told the BBC that the president had no choice but to dismiss the cabinet because Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has gone back on earlier commitments. Some members of the presidential team were competing with one another. This was going to the public, thus causing accusations. So this situation certainly required interference of president. News item 14. Palestinian leader Mohammed Abbas is urging Palestinians to stay calm during the Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. He told Palestinian lawmakers that keeping the peace would improve world opinion of the Palestinians and help their chances for an independent state. Mr. Abbas warned against criminal activity after Israelis begin leaving Gaza next week. He also criticized persons who continue using the territory for rocket attacks against Israeli targets. Mr. Abbas said the Israeli withdrawal fails to meet Palestinian goals for full independence in the occupied territories and East Jerusalem. News item 15. Iraq's president, Jalal Talabani, says the group writing the new constitution has agreed on many issues. Mr. Talabani was quoted as saying Saturday that an earlier version of the constitution should be ready on Sunday. He said that discussions now deal with
the mines by
Shiites in southern Iraq for the creation of a federal area and the relationship between religion and government. Some members of the 71-person committee say most areas of disagreement have been settled, one of which was how to share oil wealth. The proposed constitution is to go to Iraq's National Assembly. The group will debate the proposal before presenting it to the nation for a vote in October.